going on? Well, you know, I don't know when Christina's going to be there.
Wednesdays.
Sometimes you're not there. Sometimes you are. And then, you know, I look like a fool when I mention you, and you get all these Twitter followers that see your picture, and then all of a sudden you're not there, and I'm not talking to you.
Barrett, so,
you know.
Speaking of Twitter followers.
Hang on a second. Barrett, you never look foolish, no matter what you do. So let's start right there.
Oh, Twitter disagrees with you, sir.
Okay. Well, just because people abuse you, it's because they are jealous of you.
I hope that's the case, but
buddy,
I have my doubts.
I paid a therapist a lot of money to prove that to myself. So let's go with it.
All right.
Okay.
I'm with it.
Christine was about to allude to a young lady named Shelby Herring, who was all the rage in the world of Twitter and elsewhere today. She is an Ole Miss student who I'm sure has made her parents extremely proud, as well as her twin brother. We've been playing her clips throughout the show today. She is extremely entertaining, and the interview done by TexAgs.com, one of the more compelling I have ever seen.
It really is. I mean, you know, you wouldn't have school spirit without a couple of vodka waters. I mean,
no.
you just don't. I mean, I don't see how anybody has school spirit without a couple of vodka waters. But it was fantastic. It is internet gold, and if you have a chance to look at it, it's worth, I think it's 4.5 minutes. It's worth probably about 10 views.
Full views.
I mean, it's amazing.
In a different way, I caught yesterday a video of a bear that stands on its hind legs and plays tetherball. And it was about 3 minutes long. I could have watched that for another 3 hours. This was one where I never wanted the interview to end. I'm gonna go see Gravity tonight, and there's no way it's gonna be more entertaining than the interview with that girl was. So
I agree. She's fantastic. You need to get her on your show, and then just
I'm trying, Barrett. But you know what? Maybe if you could ask her, since you have so many Twitter followers, maybe she would listen to you.
Well,
because
I've asked. I'll definitely do my best. I mean, I can't really convince women to do anything, but you know, apparently vodka and water is the way to go with her. So,
well, look, I think that's how 95% of people get together anyway. So, anyway, basically, what we're doing is taking every opportunity not to talk about the Arkansas game from last weekend. But the time has come.
I get that.
Okay. So, when you watched this game last weekend, what are your takeaways?
That we shouldn't talk about that game. No. It was a thorough beatdown. It was South Carolina lining up and playing man ball, and Arkansas saying they didn't want to have any of it. I mean, they just flat out got beat. They couldn't get the ball back. They played keep away from Arkansas. Arkansas basically just stopped throwing in the second half, which means basically Bielema gave up in the second half, and that's not necessarily a knock against them, because with what South Carolina was doing, I mean, it was over. It was over in the first half. So. You know, some coaches go through those games in transition years. You know, you hope to avoid them, but you know, it was clear South Carolina. You know, it was not tricky what they were doing. Arkansas just couldn't stop it, and Spurrier just ran him into the ground. And you know, if you're Arkansas, you put that tape in the closet. You never see it again. But hope your players remember it, because you want them to remember that feeling and try to avoid it, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, closet or like the burn pile.
Well, either way.
Hey, I mean, want to see that ever again.
I don't know if complexes have incinerators. I mean, I would imagine, you know, you can't find a giant furnace in a complex. But maybe there's always power plants on campus. Go down there and just toss that sucker in.
Good point. Barrett Salee, BleacherReport.com, joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Yeah, I'm not sure what kind of positive takeaways, although I wasn't totally shocked by the outcome. We visited with their play-by-play guy, Todd Ellis, last week, and his take was it's the best offense he has seen since calling their games, and that's been a while, and they've had some pretty talented offensive players come through there over the years. You know, there are four quarterbacks that have been talked about, you know, almost nonstop since the season began, and the quarterback at South Carolina is not one of them, but this guy has been steady Eddie, and he is now maybe going to lead them to an East title this year.
Yeah, Connor Shaw has been outstanding. Spurrier was asked about him today on the conference call, and he said he's the most underrated player in the country. And,
yeah.
And I tend to disagree. I think his running back Mike Davis is, but
yeah.
Connor Shaw is a close second.
Yeah.
You know, Connor Shaw is so good, no interceptions all year long, just so steady with the ball, you know, dominant, and I wouldn't say dominant, really, really effective in the running game, a big part of the running game, not afraid to lower his shoulder, which at times I'm sure drives Steve Spurrier crazy because – you know, Connor Shaw slides about as effectively as Michael Vick did when he was in Atlanta. So, you know, that's a problem. But Connor Shaw has been awesome, you know, and you saw that on Saturday in Arkansas. You've seen that throughout his career. I mean, he's averaging 11 wins per season as a starter. I mean, there's nothing not to like about the guy. So, you know, we'll see what he can do. You know, they've got to get some help. They've got to get another Georgia loss. and went out to make it to Atlanta. But the way things are going, it certainly looks like winning out is possible for South Carolina, and probable at this point. And Georgia, with all the injuries, you'd have to imagine they drop a game or two here or there at some point, because their injuries are just, I think, too much for that program to overcome.
Yeah, and I don't know how soon. Do you have any idea what's the prognosis on the running backs, how quickly they'll get back?
Gurley is questionable this week. You know, obviously Keith Marshall's out for the year, but Gurley, you know, he practiced yesterday. You know, high ankle sprains are so hard to deal
right.
with. If you have a high ankle sprain, I mean, it's one of those things where you could feel fine the week of, and then you get out there and start running and start cutting, and you're like, you're still not effective. It's like a pitcher with a blister on his finger. You know, it's still a little tight, and you're just not as effective. So I would imagine he's going to at least try to play, but I would imagine they'll use J.J. Green and Brendan Douglas quite often against Vanderbilt.
Yeah, it's so how beat up are they? Are they beat up that they're not going to win at Vanderbilt, or are they beat up that they're just not going to win the East?
I think they'll win at Vanderbilt. I just don't think they're going to win the East. Yeah. I think, you know, Florida's going to be a problem, especially, you know, if they don't have a healthy Todd Gurley for Florida. You know, Florida's defense is so good. They could probably neutralize that offense in a regular game situation without basically all of their offensive players, playmakers. I just don't see how they're going to be able to hang against that Florida defense, which is just phenomenal.
Yeah, because it's funny, because we talk about Georgia, and they had a handful of injuries that have impacted them mightily, and with Missouri, we only have to have a injury for people to give up on them. James Franklin out. What kind of chance do they have to maybe win a couple more conference games before the end of the year?
I think they have a chance. You know, these next two games, Florida and South Carolina, are huge for Missouri, and Matty Mauk is a guy, you know, they like him. He doesn't have the experience, and he's playing Florida this week, so good luck, kid. But you know, they like him a lot. You know, he actually did press Franklin for the starting job this offseason. So, you know, it depends on what they want to do. The thing with Missouri is, you know, they have a, I would say it's a simple offense with a lot of diversity, because they run basically the same form, like few formations, but they run a lot of things off of it. So I think that Matty Mauk can handle it. I wouldn't necessarily think they're going to be Florida this week. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if they won a couple games down the road. Tennessee, Kentucky, Ole Miss, I think they could beat two. Texas A&M may be a challenge. But if they get one of these next two games, Florida or South Carolina, that may be all they need to win the East, to be honest with you.
Let me circle back around to a game we talked about earlier in the season with Clemson. They have already won one half of their SEC East matchup. I say if they beat South Carolina at the end of the season, they should be crowned the SEC East champions. This is a non-SEC game, but you and everybody else who follows college football at all are going to be watching this one. Florida State is a surprising 3-point road favorite at Clemson this weekend. I know it's not the SEC, but thoughts on that top five matchup?
Well, that should be a lot of fun. You know, Florida State really hadn't played a whole lot of, you know, a tough competition, but Jameis Winston's been awesome. I think the Maryland game, you know, Maryland wasn't, you know, it was a little overrated, but they weren't that overrated. And Florida State just demoralized them. So, you know, Clemson, I can't trust Clemson. I know that's a very simplistic way to view, you know, this game, but I've seen this story unfold way too many times where Clemson just fades or has this just inexplicable loss or loses a big game. I don't buy into Clemson being a true national power team. I think Dabo is an overrated coach with very, very good talent on his roster, and that's why Clemson's winning now. Jameis Winston, I think, if you've watched him with those running backs, with all those wide receivers, he's been phenomenal. I just think they can play either style. If they want to, you know, play ball control, Florida State can do that and keep Clemson's offense off the field. If they want to stretch things out, they can do that. If they need to stretch things out, they can do that. So I think Florida State wins, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if it's a 10-point game. I think Florida State wins big.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're
really good. I mean, they're the best team in the ACC, I think, right by far right now.
Well, then that makes them a national title contender if they win this week.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they'd be the number three team in the country, I think, without a doubt, if they win. And, you know, quite honestly, if that's not earning it, then I don't know what is in the ACC. I mean, they're not going to get many more opportunities. So at this point, they're you know, if they win, they're definitely in the title discussion.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Well, that
Clemson is not the easiest place to play. You're one of many people that think that Dabo is not a great coach. What is it exactly you don't like about him?
I think he's maybe it's just his demeanor. I think he's too emotional. I think he lets his emotions get the best of some of his decisions, and I think he's basically I wouldn't say he's not a good coach. I just don't trust him to do the right thing at all times. Sort of like what Les Miles used to be in the SEC, you know, where, you know, he's a great coach with or a good coach with great talent that makes some really dumb decisions, some of which always seem to pay off. And for Dabo, they always seem to be paying off right now.
So you're not a Yasiel Puig guy then either? Too emotional?
Well, no. I mean, come on. He beat the Braves.
Fair point. Sorry about that, too.
I meant that guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. We'll let you go on that then. Any thought on the are you rooting for the Cardinals since the Dodgers put you out?
No.
No, I'm rooting for nobody in the NL.
Go Tigers.
I've become, and I don't like the Red Sox either. So I'm definitely rooting for the Tigers.
Okay.
Just due to lack of options.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I hate you the least of everybody left. That's typically
exactly.
How we pick.
Exactly.
Arkansas is beating this weekend at Alabama.
How big?
Worse or better than last week?
Better, because Alabama just puts it on cruise control in the second half.
Thank God.
So 42-13, but in a game that's not nearly as close as the score indicates.
I know you were paid to follow the SEC, but I don't know if you realize this stat was in the Democrat Gazette today. Arkansas has not scored a single point in the fourth quarter of the last four games. Not one
really?
Point. Not one point.
Is that crazy?
That doesn't even seem possible, Barrett.
That does seem impossible. I mean, that seems... I mean, and
what
one
do you
of those
take
games
from
is
that?
Texas. And what? Well, one of those games was against Texas A&M, who doesn't play a lick of defense.
No,
I mean that's. I did not know that. That's amazing.
What
yes.
do you? That's what do you take from that? Do you think that they just get lazy and kind of give up?
They gave up against South Carolina.
See,
sure.
I said that, and I kind of got
no. I mean, in
about
that game,
that.
No, I said in that game they did. I wouldn't say that's been a common theme.
They gave up against South Carolina. A&M. That's an. I mean. You should be able to score 7 points with blindfolded against Texas A&M's defense.
Or even
in any
a field
quarter.
Goal with our kicker?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Can't even get the kicker in field goal range.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad. That's real bad.
Here to help. All right. Appreciate the time, my friend. And, hey, as a Cub fan, I can tell you this. I've said it many times. Better luck next year.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Knocked out of the wild card game last year, wild card series this year. Next year, the Braves are going to suffer some sort of tragic disappointment in the NLCS. So,
yes.
Baby steps.
Yeah, fair point. But at least you've been there. You've won one. You've had your success. And, you know.
That's true. I was there that night, too. It was fantastic.
Well, I'm glad. Barrett, take care, my friend. I've had no success whatsoever in that realm, so it's the way it goes.
He'll die with unsuccessful.
Probably true. All right, Barrett, thank you. Take care.